And it's so important. I want to read these scriptures. I want to get into the scripture part of it. But it's so important that we know. Let me just read this. Let's go to Matthew 8:8. I just want to. We know this whole Matthew 8:8. This whole lesson that we're going to be talking about is in the book of Ephesians. But I just want to go out of the book of Ephesians, and we're going to get back in there just for a minute and go to Matthew 8:8. Okay, I'm going to read it. I probably read it both ways, out of the Amplified and the King James Version. The centurion answered and said, "Lord, I'm not worthy that come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed."
Amen.
He was saying, "Jesus, you don't even have to come." He said, "You got authority in your words." Yeah. I've seen it.
Yeah. Yes.
I've heard it. Mm-hmm. I saw it demonstrated. Mm-hmm. And he said, "For I am a man under authority,
yeah,
having soldiers under me. And I said to this man, go, and he goeth. And to another, come, and he cometh. And to my servant, do this, and he does it." He said, "I just said a word." And when Jesus heard it, he marveled and said to them that followed, "Verily I say unto you, I have not found so great a faith, not even in the church, Israel." He said, "I hadn't found this in the church." But this man said, "Jesus, I understand authority." That's what he told Jesus. "I understand authority." Now let me read it to you in the Amplified. But the centurion replied to him, "Lord, I'm not worthy or fit for you to come under my roof, but only speak the word, and my servant will be cured. But I am also a man subject to authority, with soldiers subject to me. And I say to one, go, and he goes, and another, come, and he comes. Do this, and he does it." When Jesus heard, he marveled. Let me tell you, Jesus didn't marvel over too many things. He might have marveled over one or two people. But this is one he marveled over too. He said, "Boy, this man understands authority. Authority of the word." Can we understand that the word, that's when Jesus said it was written to the devil. Mm-hmm. And he told him what it was, because what was written, because he said, it's authority in that word. See, we the church don't realize you got something that is written that is authority in it.
Yes, authority of the word.
And he given to us. We're talking about speaking kingdom words now. Mm-hmm. There's no authority in fear. We're talking about kingdom words.
Yeah.
Okay? And this man said, "I understand authority." He said, "I'm a man under authority." He said, "All I got to do is say a word, or send a word, and those people respond, because it's authority in my word. Somebody's backing me up with what I say." It's just like the policeman. He can say something to you, and he knows he's got that authority, mm-hmm, that delegated power. And you know he got it too. Because, mm-hmm, I mean, you can see, even the little children know it. I seen this one little girl say, "Oh, my daughter just so fearful when she sees police. Oh, they're the police, they're the police, they're the police." But she knows he got some authority. And it just, she said he ain't even stopped us yet. And she said, "Mom, I got to put on my seatbelt. I got to do this. I got to do right." Because that's somebody with some authority. Some delegated authority. The government is bagging him up. The city is bagging him up. Mm-hmm. He's got that delegated power that even the kids recognize it. They want to just do right. I mean, you could tell them 50 times, put on that seatbelt. But when they see that, I'm on the front and I got to put on my seatbelt. I got to do this. I got to do that. You know, because we know that he carries some authority. And the devil know when you know you got authority. You remember the sons of Sceva?
Yep.
And that devil spoke and said, Jesus I know, and Paul I know. Now, why did he say Paul I know? Because Paul was always saying, I'm in Christ, I'm in Christ, I'm in Christ. He always said that, I'm in Christ, I'm in Christ, I'm in Christ, I'm in Christ, I'm in Christ. Christ is in me. He always said that, and the devil recognized that. He wasn't just recognizing Paul. He was recognized that he was in Christ.
Amen.
That's what he was recognized, that he's in Christ. The son of Sceva wasn't in Christ, but he said, Paul, I know because he's in Christ. He knows who he is. He knew he always identified with Christ. Always identified with Christ. So the devil said, I know him because he identified with Christ. He's always saying he in Christ, and he knows his identity, and you know, and that's what we have got to do.
Yes,
we want the devil to recognize that he knows that we are in Christ.
So much so that he only sees Christ.
That they only see Christ. You see, he said, the only reason I recognize Paul because he's in Christ, mm-hmm. And he knows he in Christ. Okay, let's get back to this centurion. He said, do this and do this, come. And he said, that's what I say. And when Jesus heard, he marveled and said to his follower, I tell you truly, I have not found so much faith as this in anyone, even in Israel. What he was saying, this man had authoritative faith.
Yes, that's good.
Authoritative faith.
In other words,
faith. Your faith has got to become authoritative.
Yes.
Where you command, whether you... authoritative faith.
Your faith has to back up your authority.
Authoritative faith. He said, this man got some authoritative faith. I don't even have to go with him. Just send the word. And you know, that's what the word of God said. He sent his word.
Yes.
And healed us all.
Yes, amen.
Now we want to see Jesus. We want to touch him. We want to feel it. He said, I sent my word.
Amen.
Hi-ya-ya. When you get to know, what I'm trying to get you to know today, we're going to get into authority of a believer. But there's authority in the word.
Yes.
When you know that there's authority in the word, just like this man said, hey, I understand authority. And it's authority in your word. You don't have to go, but send your word.
Yes.
He said he sent his word and healed us.
Yes.
But we don't think it's no authority in that. You got to touch me. I got to see something. The word don't have enough authority in it. The word of God has something built in it that no other has built in it.
Amen.
It has authority.
Ooh, that's good, Mary.
When we recognize the authority in the word of God, we will speak it and use it like that. But we hadn't recognized the authority in the word.
Amen.
That's authority in the word. He said, you don't have to see me come back or go up or all this. He said, the word is not you. The authority is in the word. The Holy Spirit, ha pa 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 shandia, satya raman shandia, and the word. It's a lot of authority in that word. If you don't learn nothing else today, I want you to go away from here knowing that it's authority in the word of God. That's the reason you got to get it in you.
Amen.
That's the reason you got to get it a part of you, that it will speak. The word in you will speak when you get full of it, when you get it down in you.
Yep.
He said, whatever down in you will speak. Yeah. If you're down in you, if foolishness in you, it'll speak. But if the word of God is down in you and you know you got some authority with that word, it'll speak and it'll do. This is what the centurion said. And he wasn't even an Israelite. But he had studied Jesus. See, he knew in the natural how much authority he carried. He knew. See, we got to understand it. We don't do nothing else. Right now, I want you to understand authority. Go home and say, hey, I'm going to understand authority. And authority is where? Okay, y'all said that mighty weak. Jesus, help me here. Okay, that was just rehearsal. Let's do it again.
Okay.
Okay. And where is the authority?
In the Word.
Haya. Ikora. Thank you. Whoo. Praise God. And you'll speak it like it has some authority. That's the reason you can decree and declare His Word. With the Holy Spirit. See, you put the Holy Spirit in us so when we speak it, we can be a speaking spirit. Mm-hmm. We can speak with some authority, but it got to be His Word now. You can't be saying what you want to say and it's going to produce authority. But the Word of God produces authority. Okay, we're going to get into where we've been trying to get all morning. But I just had to, that had to come out. So you can get that part. If you get that part, the other part will be a lot easier. When you get that part. Take that home, practice it, get it in you, let it become a part of you. When you speak it, say, Margaret. Did you put your name on it? Valley Ford. Just say, hey, put it on the refrigerator and say, hey, Margaret, it's seated with him. He raised you up. You ain't got to struggle and try to get up there.
Amen.
If you're born again, you up there.
Yes.
If you're born again, you are up there. Mm-hmm. Now, I know what you're saying, but Sister Mary, I don't see it. No, you don't see it because you hadn't gotten the revelation of it. You got a mental picture of it. But the reason we're doing this lesson because we want a revelation of it. You want to see it and know that I'm in there. You're in there whether you exercise it or not. Amen. You'll benefit more if you exercise it.
Amen.
You won't benefit from just being in there. He who raised y'all up.
Jesus.
When he got raised up, we were raised up.
Amen.
Praise God. We're raised up. We know you're back there, sister. We hear you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. But he raised us up. We don't have to struggle to get in that seat. You know, many people try to struggle to get in seats of power. Politics has gone wild. They'll do anything to get in those seats.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't have to do it. God raised us up and put us in that seat with him so we can have this delegated authority. So the devil won't run rampant on us. We can decree, that's your kingly seat. He said, I made you king. And priests.
Oh, good, Mary.
That's your kingly seat. You can decree and declare from that. When a king decree and